Hi there, and welcome to The Inevitable. This is our new podcast where we're talking about the future of the car. This means everything from electrified vehicles to cars that drive themselves. Where are we going and how will we get there? I'm Johnny Lieberman from Motor Trend, joined by
Ted Lowe, and we are going to talk to some amazing guests. We have Reggie Watts, we have Sung Kang, we have James Marsden, we have Spike Ferriston, Kristen Lee, Derek Jenkins, a whole bunch of actors, celebrities, car crazy folks, people from in and outside the industry. It's going to be great. And you can find it on podcast1.com or anywhere you find you listen to your favorite podcast. We're also doing a video series as well. That's on motortrend.com/theinevitable or on youtube.com/motortrend. Come join us.
Well, we're going to talk some callers today. One of them, in fact, had all three variants. He's hit the trifecta. Talked to another guy that has trouble understanding why you can't find a girl. It's an eternal question, but his twist on it is rather interesting. And the pocket fisherman, you have to stay with us to understand why that's intriguing.
First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there, owning. Renting? You want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a treasure with my man. Get it on. Dr. Drew's board-certified physician, pocket fisherman.
I don't think you can do better than an addiction spatula. That was my favorite so far.
Met his band, and he's got himself as a board-certified pocket fisherman. From Ronco.
Oh, pocket fisherman. What was that, like a Swiss Army knife kind of?
You don't remember the pocket fisherman?
I do remember the words. I don't remember what it was, though.
Well,
I don't remember seeing it. I know I did see
come
it.
Come on, man.
I remember the kinds of commercials that were sort of brown and
little, everything was brown.
Somebody's hands
folded
in there folding a knife back and forth.
Not a knife. It's a pocket fisherman.
What was it?
Oh, Drew, disappoint me.
I know.
It was the biggest item that Ron Popeil and Ronco dreamt up in the 70s. It's a fishing. It was a way to fish with a fishing pole in your pocket.
Wow.
It's called a pocket fisherman.
Yeah. Well, it's just like its name.
We're going to play the commercial. Come on, Drew.
That's too good, Gary. Well done.
Yeah, although it'll probably be the wrong year. It's always the wrong vintage.
It's the fishing invention of the century. There's never been anything like it. Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. Men, women, youngsters can cast almost like experts the very first time. Small enough to fit in glove compartment, backpack, any travel bag, or even in your pocket. And Pocket Fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box. Flip up the special DuPont nylon rod and you're ready to fish anytime. Even catch big ones like this with heavy test line and your favorite lure and shock absorber. Pocket Fisherman is made with a smooth action Johnson spin casting reel filled with Trilene XL line, and boy does it catch fish. It's the perfect outfit for casting in tight spots. You can even hang it on your belt. Expert or amateur will love Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. It's rod, reel, line, bobber, hook, the whole thing. Yes, it's fishing fun for the whole family, and only $19.95. What a gift.
I wouldn't have come up with that image in my head, but I do recall it. You know,
I knew you would recall it.
Yeah,
I always like when they really stretch it out. They go professionals as well. Like, yeah, the guys who rent out the deep sea boats.
Right.
I'd like to see what
tuna
kind of
fisherman
respect you garnered on the deck of that boat with your pocket fisherman.
But you know what struck me was the little compartment. We were sort of raised on, like, I remember there was these like decoder knives, but decoder like sort of plastic decoder. I don't know what the hell they were, but inside you could keep your change.
Yeah, right.
It was always everything was self-contained.
Yes, yes.
This was the invention of plastic. You could put like things could be hollow, you know, and yeah, you could stick stuff inside of it.
Yeah, right. You couldn't make something that was 2 millimeter stick out of wood, it would collapse in your hand.
Right.
But now it's durable.
Plastic. You guys will be happy to know that the Ronco Pocket Fisherman Endorse, you can buy one on Amazon right now.
I'm in no doubt. No doubt.
A vintage one? Like,
no.
Like, how much are they?
$28.
Wow.
Yeah.
They fold out. See, I remember watching, I remember watching those commercials going, those people are camping. Those people are by a lake. Those people are on a boat.
How'd they get there?
Where's the lake?
Yeah.
Where's the boat? Where would you camp? How would this work? Mm. Like, I remember just looking at that stuff going, that seems cool, but how would I use it? There's asphalt everywhere. We're not going anywhere. There's nowhere to go.
You could throw it at Ray.
You could take the bus with, you know, 4 transfers and make it down to the Santa Monica Bay. That was about as oceanic as we got.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There was no chartering a boat.
Oh, no. It was
or
a
lake or something.
But the pier was for, I don't know. Not everyone got to go to the pier.
Yeah, there's like, where would you use the pocket fisherman?
Oh, you'd have to live in the middle of the country or something. It was like not for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was never any
That
nature.
Was my assumption. It was like, well, that's for people that live somewhere near lakes where they have lakes.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird about Los Angeles? We have lakes all around us.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like 20 miles away, you can get to a lake.
Right.
You would never go.
No. No. I don't know what it was. I don't know. It's kind of interesting, which is my mentality as a parent is, you know, if my kids said, we want to go to the snow, I'd go, what weekend?
Right. Let's find a time.
All right. Yeah. You want to go to the snow? That sounds fine. And if they said, I want to go to church, I'd go, all right, find a church, you know, or I'm going to go look at cars or something. I'd go, all right. You know, whatever. I mean, we're not necessarily doing it this afternoon, but if you want to go do something, tell me what your plan is.
This is that pessimism bias again that your parents had. They wanted to stay in the cave.
Right.
At all cost. Going out was dangerous. Scary.
It was also a thing of like sometimes I've told you, I've just, you know, sitting in my office at 9:45 at night and watching some TV in my bathrobe or something. And then my daughter would like knock on the door and go, can we go for a drive? And I'd go like, where do you want to go? And she'd go, just out for a drive. And I'd go, all right, let me get my sweatpants on. I'll just get up and go for a drive.
Yeah.
My parents would have been outraged. They would have been angry.
Angry. Yeah.
Angry. What's the meaning of this?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You're impinging on me.
Do you know how much every time you start the car costs money? Yeah. This was like would have been a crazy conversation to have, but I never really
35 cents, maybe 70 cents a gallon for gas then.
Maybe 40. But the whole question is why is it so outrageous? You're sitting in this place, you're watching TV. I don't know. Why not get out and go do something? I don't.
It really is that outside world was a scary place. Scary. Doing things was scary.
I don't feel like it was fear. I just feel like it was,
well, it was depression and inertia
such a
on top
low
of that.
Energy
yeah.
thing yeah, that yeah. you know with a
again it's
crazed,
something
raised a you know here's a question if the question and the question for my family was always I mean they didn't say it out loud but all bad parents do this they go and bad employees and bad neighbors and bad everyone. What's in it for me?
Hmm.
And if the answer to that is, well, there's nothing in it for you other than you get to be a good parent.
How about you get to spend time with your daughter?
Yeah, right. Well, under the umbrella of good parent. Or you get to be a good neighbor. Or you get to be thought of as a good employee. If that's what's in it for you, it's not that you – I'm not going to give you an ingot of gold or something for every 5 miles we traveled, but – if your answer is like, what's in it for me? And I know that's what my parents thought. Like, this is going to cost money. And what's in it for me? Well, what's in it for you is a memory of your kids thinking you're a good parent. But if that can't find any, if that doesn't have value,
mm-hmm.
well, then what's in it for me?
Mm.
There's employees that are that way. You know, like I could empty the trash, but what's in it for me? It's like, well, I would think of you as a good employee or a neighbor or, you know, whatever that citizen, whatever that version is. You got to think about that. Like a lot of people don't think that way. They just go, what's in it for me?
A lot of people.
I don't want to get up off the sofa. What's in it for me? Well, what's in it for you is, yeah, you spend time with somebody and then they have a memory. And then you, by the way, get a little check mark in the decent parent box. But if that box doesn't exist, then what's in it for them?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
Mm.
Scary. Weird.
Awful.
Yeah.
It's in the awful spectrum.
Yeah. You say fear of the outside.
No, you're right.
It's lethargy meets narcissism.
Hmm.
It's total narcissism and lethargy. It's like, so what if you don't think I'm a good parent? Like, it doesn't.
Yeah. I'm not getting anything out of it. So, hell, screw it.
Do you get paid to be a good parent?
No.
Well, then what's in it for me? It's the interesting part. Now, the reality is you do get paid to be a good parent because people tend to want to take care of you later on and make your life a certain way versus a sense of that screw that guy's on his own.
Yeah.
That's what they don't factor in.
No one really thinks about that part, what happens down the road really so much. Except that what about just having a thriving family and enjoying each other and feeling, you know what I mean? And being them wanting you to be around when you have grandkids and stuff. I mean, that's sort of more the zone, I think.
What I have noticed is those people feel like that's baked into the cake.
Right. They should have that automatically.
I'm your parent.
Yeah.
My grandkids will respect me,
right.
And they will visit me because I borned you,
yeah.
Essentially.
And as though the birthing is the total investment.
That's baked in. So why should I get up and go for a ride with you when you're 15?
Yeah.
It's already baked in. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. You got some – someone's been up there for
a while. Yeah, line one has been up there for a while.
Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
So I had a relationship question. So I'm 45. This happened 9 years ago, but I could never figure it out. And I wanted to ask Dr. Drew about it. So I met this girl on Match.com. We went out on 3 dates, one per each week. And on the third date, I got to third base. And I mean, I really liked this girl. I was going to commit to her. And, you know, I wanted to be with her. But then, like, she wouldn't agree to a fourth date for the next month and a half. So, but you text me like almost every day, right?
Hmm.
You guys still there?
Yeah, we're here. We're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So finally, like it was around this time, we were coming up on Valentine's Day. I asked her out for Valentine's Day and she didn't say yes. She didn't say no. And now it was 2 weeks in advance. So I was like, whatever. All right. And Valentine's Day fell on a Thursday. So I scheduled a date with somebody else, like a first date on Friday night, one date on Saturday night, one date on Sunday night. And I get home, I go to the gym on Thursday night. I didn't have a date on that Valentine's Day night. I go on, you know, I go to the gym, come back home, go on like Facebook. She's on Facebook, so she didn't go out either. And, you know, I just log off Facebook. Then she calls me up. We have like an hour-long conversation. And at the end of it, I just like screamed at her, like, look, we could have went out tonight. What the hell are you doing? And, you know, she's like, well, we'll go out next week then. And so she finally agreed to like the fourth date after I like yelled at her. And, you know, it was just really odd because like a third date, like I got to third base. And, you know, I didn't get it in, but I was close. And
how old is
you know, I never could figure it out.
45?
So. Not 14?
Feels cooked to me. I don't know.
Okay, all right. All right. So what is the question? Right. What is the question?
Well, I mean, I just couldn't figure out her mindset. So the thing was, we went on the fourth date and the fifth date, like after a month and a half. And I guess I made the worst dating mistake in my life. I accidentally praised another girl to her. because like my boss was around her age. She was 29. I was 36. And like my boss was like really smart woman, really well accomplished. Whereas like my date, she was like a journalism major, journalism profession, but she was still entry level and she hadn't like progressed in her career at all. And she was kind of sensitive about that. So, I mean, so after that date, like she wouldn't agree to another date and then I just like broke it off. Like, okay, I can't figure this out. But it was like the one time I looked back, I was like, if I was a girl I was going to marry, it was going to be her. And, you know, as I say, I'm 45. It never worked out for me. I never got married, never had kids. You know, but I just never like stopped kind of thinking about that. I was like really puzzled, you know, I couldn't figure her out. And I don't know if you had any insight into her.
Adam, I'll let you go first.
I'm sort of between confused and uninterested, wherever that sort of Mason-Dixon line, half my brain is what the fuck happened and the other is who the fuck cares. It's not a good place to be for, you know.
She's what you call
dispensing advice. That's what I am, too. Okay. I mean, it was except for the fact that I really liked her and I wanted to be with her, and
Joe,
I couldn't make it work.
Let's carve her out of this conversation. You're from Boston. Yep. You're 45, single. Yep. How you doing professionally?
I'm pretty good.
What is it?
So
what business you in?
I make 100K.
All right. What are you doing?
I'm a financial analyst.
No, nice.
Okay, and it just look. People can chalk up a lot of never had time for kids or I haven't met the right woman or some version of that, but there's always something missing. You know, this town's no good for dating, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Women are superficial.
No, that's not,
you know,
it. But I mean, I would say like 95% of the time, it's either I like her and she doesn't like me back or she likes me and I don't
right,
like her
but,
back.
But there's something missing for you in dating. There's something you do.
There's some blind spot. You have
the
a blind
speech
spot.
Is a little pressured. Yeah. Maybe you talk a little too much or too fast or too whatever. There's something going on that needs to be tweaked or adjusted within you that has nothing to do with the people you're dating.
Like, for instance, even this girl, the fact that she was so reticent to continue should have been enough of a sign to you go, all right, that's it. No, I like her a lot,
well,
but it's not
going
anywhere.
Well, he yelled at her once he found out she was home during Valentine's Day, which always works.
Yeah,
well,
yelling works.
Yeah, no, but it was weird because it's like we're supposed to, like, you know, fine, you didn't even go out with anyone else that night, but, like, you said no to me, but then, like, you know, I see you on Facebook. She's,
Joe,
you know,
she said no to you.
Anyway,
but, Joe, how about a little therapy to sort of see if we can adjust this facet of your life?
Or even like,
okay.
You know,
I mean, I'll tell you this. The girl, I mean, I like a big chested girl, and that's my type. So it's either you have that or you don't. So when you go out with a girl, like, you know, a lot of girls just don't have that, so I'm just not interested.
Okay.
All right. Well, again, we'll go back to getting some therapy to discuss what's not working in this realm.
Right. I mean, you have a certain quality of, non-neuronormative, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be assessing a lot of social cues that other people get to see. And you're only going to know that if you get into a therapeutic context where somebody can kind of tell you where those I'm using the word blind spot intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have some blind spots where you don't see what other people are experiencing and you don't see what you're experiencing or how you're being experienced. And – uh-oh, Gary, what's up? No? Okay. Let me talk about Jordan Harbinger, everybody. Different Jordan Harbinger show. We're a fan of the podcast. We're a fan of Jordan's. Interesting people. Definitely want to check it out. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. For instance, Jordan speaks with Scott Adams about persuasion and hypnosis in a world where facts no longer exist, not only don't matter, or go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You will always find something useful to apply to your own life, like routine changes to boost productivity or slight mindset tweaks to change how you see the world. Jordan has had a wide experience. He has a law degree too, doesn't he? He has a law degree. He's been toured the world. He's been kidnapped 3 times. He speaks like 5 languages. Listening to Jordan by himself is an interesting enough phenomenon, and we've had him on this show many times. But, of course, him interviewing other people, he's curious. He's a good interviewer. We enjoy the show. You will, too. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Let's see. Someone's been on hold for a
line,
while.
Line three is what I want to talk to.
Well, line two yeah. has been on hold the longest, so I'm going down the road. Am I too screwed up? I'm sorry.
Well, line two is a quick one, if you want to.
Okay, go ahead. Reed, 46, Seattle.
Yeah, I was just calling to get Dr. Drew's opinion. We got, you know, like me and my family, we got our original COVID vaccines like in kind of the early summer. We hadn't got the boosters yet. Probably it was 6 months around the holidays or so. And then we all got COVID right after the holidays. Probably the Omicron, it wasn't anything too big. So I'm just wondering, is there a time when, you know, if we should do the boosters? It sounds like someplace they're going to start requiring the boosters to be considered vaccinated, so we may be forced to do it at some point. But,
yeah.
you know, so what's the thought on the boosters?
It's somewhere we don't know, to answer your question. There's not a firm understanding of that. But the immunity may wane over 3 to 6 months, certainly after Alpha and Delta, where it was saying like 6 months was a good time to get the booster. But I would wait as long as you can. I mean, you're essentially boosted because you've had the Omicron. And the question now is, what is the next booster going to be? We don't even know what it – you know, they may reconfigure the booster to a different formulation. So I would make that decision with your doctor. That's that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, that makes sense. That was my thought. Wait on it. And the only reason, I mean, probably the only reason is I know some places I've heard maybe for travel or something are going to start requiring.
Yeah, but they haven't yet. Nobody has yet. And some of the places that are going that direction are actually accepting natural immunity as part of the picture. So it's a mixed bag.
Does it feel like the federal government is giving up a little on all the vax mandating
stuff? I thought they were maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, and now I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I really have a hard time really understanding what winds are blowing there. Just the time when I thought, okay, you know, we're going to – here's what my thinking has been. Well, hey, guess what, everybody? Deaths and hospitalization are as bad as they've ever been. When we were totally locked down, deaths and hospitalization were the same. Did it make a difference that we were locked down? Did we do something good by locking down? Doesn't really look like it. Now things are out of control. We're not locked down. Should we be locked down? Doesn't seem like it would do a damn thing. So we don't. We go, okay, that's not – that really probably didn't – we're letting it go. We're letting it run, wearing masks, keeping distancing, doing some, you know, our sort of individual good to try to keep the risks as low as possible. But the virus does what the virus does, we're learning, right?
Yeah.
We've sort of learned that. It does what it does.
I'll tell you what the problem is.
The government's not learning that. Even though it seems like that's what we should have learned, it does not seem to really be learning that.
Well, they're interested in decrees. They're not interested in being effective. Mm. That's what keeps scared people feeling safe, decrees, not actual results.
Yeah.
The decrees are safer. Mm. And part of the problem that I've noticed in this new world order where I thought computers and everyone having a smartphone was going to clear all this shit up, it's weaponized it. But part of the problem that you'll see over and over again, especially coming from the officials and especially on the left side of the aisle, what they do is they go, all right, here's what we got to do. Lock it down, social distance, mask up, kids on airplanes, anyone over 2 years old's got to be masked up. We'll throw you off the flight. You'd take the mask off to eat the hummus plate, but then the mask got to go right back up. Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. The earlier the better. If we can get you vaccinated by 5, you know, that's going to save lives. Schools need the plexiglass and we need the Purell.
Yeah.
Okay. Then a year and a half goes by and none of that shit works. Mm. Then we have a spike and the same people take the podium and they go, all right, now listen, we got a spike. We need a mask up. We need a social distance. Kids over 2 on airplanes need to put the mask on. We need the plexiglass hanging in the schools. You got to wash your hands. Like, oh, you're just going to repeat all the shit that didn't work as if it worked once again. And you'll preface it with, we know what works. And then we're off and running.
That's the problem right now. It seems like the direction it's going, yes.
They literally just repeat everything that has no data to substantiate it whatsoever and never worked the first time.
And I think
in a face of countries, Sweden, states, Florida, and Texas,
Denmark drops everything February 4th, February 1.
England everything. Dropped everything. We have examples of people that dropped everything. There's no difference.
Yeah.
Why do you keep going back to this? And the answer is because you weak people feel safer when I speak from a position of authority. And I give you some ownership of what you can do. But I, like I said, why don't you just circle that flagpole two times and you won't get coronavirus when you're walking to Trader Joe's. Because that's what put the mask on the horse trail is.
Mm-hmm.
But people that don't have religion in their life become superstitious fucking natives. By the way, they're all the people that never stop talking about the science. The science. The science. Where's the science?
There is not science.
There's no science.
No.
Why do you keep saying science?
Yeah, I know.
And why are all the people that are wrong constantly harping on dangerous misinformation? May there be some projection going on here? I don't hear anyone on the right wanting anyone on the left to shut up. They just go, they're not right. But they're not saying deplatform them. They're just saying they're wrong. Here's the data. Why do you want these people? By the way, if people are wrong, why do you want them deplatformed? Because they're spreading dangerous misinformation. Misinformation that oftentimes is right that just disagrees with your information.
Yep.
Seems a theme.
Oh.
Seems a theme
my goodness.
To me.
Yes.
All right. Let me hit 10,000, Drew.
I love this stuff.
Oh, been wearing their 7-inch interval shorts, versatile, and their T-shirts, by the way, are beautiful. Man, the versatile shirt. It's wonderful stuff. It's next level stuff. Features a silver ion for odor protection. No bounce pockets for your phone. You get the phone pocket in there. You can go for a jog. It's not going to tear your sleeve off. A breathable, lightweight shell fabric and optional liners to prevent chafing. Versatile shirt is perfect for working out. Lightweight, breathable, durable. 200-plus athletes test their gear to ensure perfect design, fabric trims, and fit. Free shipping and returns, and a lifetime guarantee. It's 10,000, right, Matt?
10,000 is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc, enter code ADS to receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc and enter code ADS.
All right, quick break. Come back, take a call right after this.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
What you got, Drew?
I just was seeing a headline in the CDC says, Omicron is milder, but it doesn't mean mild.
Ah, just means milder.
It's milder doesn't mean milder.
Well,
we're not saying it's milder in all cases. There can be severe cases.
Well,
severe cases.
The edict is, look, it's milder. Maybe the worst of this is behind us, but there's no time to let up.
Yeah.
But what do they mean by let up?
I know. What are we doing that's so effective?
Well, what would you do? What is your day? What do you mean? What are we saying? Don't go to work or don't go out to eat or don't go to a sporting event or wear a paper mask that doesn't do anything? What are we talking about letting up? We can't let our guard down. What are we talking about?
I find it mystifying.
They never define it.
Yeah. I saw an interview where a guy tried to define it. It was an epidemiologist, and he was saying, well, you shouldn't go out to dinner.
Okay.
You should go out to dinner. And sporting events need to be outside if you go to a sporting event.
Right.
And it's like, okay, all right. Maybe I will go to dinner. But anyway, sporting event outdoors, yeah, good.
The school system thing is just a 1,000% clusterfuck.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Did you hear they're giving out KN95s to every attendee of the Super Bowl? It's going to be really interesting to see how many people in the stands are wearing them.
Oh, that's funny.
I went to a Rams game a week and a half ago. No one's wearing a mask.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, their whole announcement that they're giving them to everyone, it's going to be funny.
I wonder how the Olympics are going to do, because the Chinese are very serious. They're going to keep it out, and they are not.
Right.
So I really wonder how that's going to work and what they're going to say about it. And it's really kind of interesting.
Well, as I told you off the air, you know, there's Sweden on one side, there's China on the other, and California is much closer to China than it is to Sweden.
Much.
In terms of this approach.
Much.
Does everyone understand that concept?
No. The approach was invented by the Chinese Communist Party that
for
we are
California.
Following. Yeah, we are following the invention. This was never thought of in medicine ever before, ever. It was never contemplated shutting down a state. It was invented in Wuhan.
Here's the question. What's the difference between California and Texas?
In terms of the outbreak?
Well, who's in charge? And then why?
Yeah.
Why did Gavin Newsom go full lockdown?
Because he cares about people.
Right. Because he cares about power.
Yeah.
And big government. If you can split the country into groups that care about it and groups that don't, well, it's not patently obvious. The outcomes haven't been
any
different.
What's going on here? It's like a third world country. Who's in charge?
That's the greatest.
But by the way, I saw some real funny, I think it was a Babylon Bee thing or something, that the California is going to change its tourism sort of approach to true Wild West themes, train robberies,
right.
and wild camping throughout the state. It's funny.
Graham, 40, Mississippi.
Gentlemen.
Graham.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, guys. Hey, Dr. Drew, have you noticed that your Omicron patients are kind of like getting their ass handed to them on the first day, and then after that, they're kind of fine? That was my experience.
So funny, that happened to my son. And he had had two vaccines. He'd never had any natural immunity. And he was like scary sick day one. It scared him. The amount of pain and chills and all that stuff that so typical of COVID, it really like got his attention. And then he was kind of okay.
How was he?
He's kind of okay. He was kind of out of it and fatigued for a week or so, but he was pretty good.
Well, see, that's weird because I'm on the opposite spectrum. I have no boosters, no vaccines, and I have now made the triple crown of coronavirus with this infection Sunday.
Interesting.
I had it back in Thanksgiving. I talked to you guys back in Thanksgiving when I had it, and then I had it the first time in August of 20. So I'm assuming that would be like all three major variants.
Probably. The one that's actually more surprising to me is the Delta, that the Alpha didn't give you adequate. How was Delta? Was that bad?
No, it was just fine. It was easier than Alpha.
Yeah.
But it was.
It should be.
It was pretty comparable, but now they are 15 months apart. You're talking August of 20 to right before Thanksgiving. I think I called y'all the week of Thanksgiving in 21, so okay. 15 months apart.
Okay. Well, that's – but some people have persistent immunity, and it's sort of interesting that the Delta was milder for you, meaning you probably had some immunity left over from Alpha, which would be about 30 to 60% of the time the case. But then Omicron just completely breaks through everything, it seems like. And usually
– I was going to say, I'm assuming none of your natural immunity has anything to do with Omicron, apparently, because that was November 18th to January 23rd, I think, was the date.
not nothing, because, again, I've seen people with true virginal immunity get their ass handed to them with Omicron. It can get pretty nasty, but everyone survives. It's just a nasty illness.
Yeah.
But, all right, Graham, so you're doing okay now?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Tell Inch I said hello.
I will. Thanks, man.
We talked a little bit about this monoclonal antibody disaster, but he's a perfect, candidate for treatments when treatments work. We got to get that Paxlovid out. We got to get the monoclonal antibodies. The fact that we haven't been distributing these things is scandalous to me. It's so scandalous. And that not only are we not distributing stuff that does work, we're withdrawing stuff that might work. So doctors can't get access. It's just unbelievable. But I'm more interested in he's from Mississippi, Graham, that they've reversed Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving.
I caught on to that.
It's kind of interesting.
Like it. It's giving thanks.
I do too. So, Thanksgiving. All right, everybody, here's something to be thankful for. Just Works. Small business owners looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees. Just Works makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. Just let me tell you how. Employees can onboard themselves in minutes. You can give them access to national large group health insurance plans, handle payroll and PTO requests, all on one platform with a simple, intuitive online platform approach. Relieve some of the administrative work you hate, payroll, benefits, guesswork of state-by-state employment and tax rules. This is what it should be. This is what the internet should be providing us. Our bureaucracy has become so impossible to navigate. We need these automated services to be able to help us. And of course, JustWorks also has expert 24/7 support for you and your team. JustWorks makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. Right, Matt?
Find out how JustWorks can help your business by going to JustWorks.com. That's JustWorks.com for more info.
All right. And go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows this Sunday. Showing up Brea, taping live stand-up there, February 6th. And then Waukegan, it'll be in Illinois, be doing a stand-up show there. That'll be March 10th at the Genesee Theater. And Tacoma and Kansas City and Spokane, Washington. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. Doing live shows everywhere. What do you got, Drew?
Hey, can I help you with something?
Yeah.
Your show on the Daily Wire. Go to dailywire.com/Adam to subscribe. It's not that easy to subscribe unless you use your link. Your link makes it easy and you get a special benefit.
So thank you.
So subscribe there. And also for me, go to drdrew.com for everything and streaming shows at drdrew.tv.
So till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.